folks. This is Gene.
Blog Talk Radio.
In East Tennessee. Beautiful day. Beautiful evening. I want to talk to you a subject that's, I don't know, dear to my heart. When a person is a person. You know, when you can look out over the rivers and the hills and the far horizons with a profound sense of your own littleness in the vast scheme of things, and yet have faith, hope, courage, which is the root of every virtue. When you know that down in your heart, every man or every person is as noble and vile, divine, diabolic, lonely as himself, and seeks to know how to forgive and to love your fellow man or person. When you know how to sympathize with men or persons in their sorrows, yet even in their sins, knowing that each man fights a hard fight against many odds. When you have learned how to make friends and to keep them, and above all, how to keep friends within yourself. That's deep, you know. When you have learned how to make friends and to keep them, and above all, how to keep your friend, how to keep friends within yourself. When you love flowers and can hunt birds without a gun, and feel the thrill of an old forgotten joy when you hear the laughter of a little child, how precious. When you can be happy and high-minded amid the meetings and drudgery of life. When the star-covered trees and the glint of sunlight on flowing waters subdue you like the thoughts of one much loved. Now they are gone. Your love is gone. When no voice of distress reaches your ears in vain, and no hand seeks your aid without a response. Let me say that again. When no voice of distress reaches your ear in vain, and no hand seeks your aid without a response. When you find good faith to lay hold of his divine things and see the majestics of life with God-like faith, excuse me. When you can look into a wayside puddle, something beyond mud, and into the face of the forlorn fellow mortal, and see something beyond sin. You're looking at a human, you know. When you know how to pray, how to love, and how to hope. When you have kept faith within yourself and with fellow men and with your God in hand and a sword for evil, and your heart a bit of a song. Glad to live, folks, but not afraid to die. Because when I die, I know where I'm going. For that hope eternal, that faith, I'm going to be with God. Person is a person. When he knows that down in his heart, every man is noble, as vile, divine, diabolic, as lonely as yourself, and seeks to know how to forgive and to love his fellow man. when you get a vision of what you want to accomplish, and you fill your mind with ambition, saturate yourself with the idea. Get enthusiastic about it. Dream it without ceasing. And work hard, hard, and you'll succeed. Have God with you, and you put it to work. You see men and women in the world, lonely, forlorn, desperate, vile, and you're able to share with them your faith. You know, that's life. As you travel the road every day and you see people, they are like a mud puddle. See beyond that. See beyond the face of forlornness and loneliness. And see that voice crying out silently. That eyes that look at you. Take some time with them. Don't be afraid of them. Live for them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, when Christ was on the cross, and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you turned me over to sin to die on the cross? And he died for you and for me, for whosoever believeth in him should not perish, everlasting life. Tonight you can do that. This evening you can do that. And that's what you should do. My phone number is 865-803-7334. I have an email at cjeaneabbott@gmail.com. That goes cjeaneabbott@gmail.com. Or, you know, you can call me 803-7334. I'll be at most of the evening, and I'd love to talk to you. 865-803-7334. Good night and God bless.